Over here, George, I can assist you.
Hey, good afternoon. This is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Ashanti?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ashanti. Well, thank you so much for taking the call. First and foremost, we're just giving you a quick call and just to touch base with you to see if there's anything that you are looking to modify, change, anything you want to report here with Local Splash.
I just, do you know how much longer for the Google Verified? Because I was waiting. I saw like emails coming through, but they said not to respond to it, that you guys would be, it says something about having something set up, some type of, I don't know if it said advertisement or something, but I didn't think that pertained to anything that I would be doing. So I guess that's what I'm more so curious about.
Absolutely. So that's the advanced verification that you're currently under. So Google requires for your business type, since it requires access to private property, you have to go through advanced verification is what they call. And that's currently in process. Yeah, I do see that you've received these emails, and these are actually things that we are working on. So you are correct.
Okay.
It corresponds to you. So it's things that we are actually doing for you behind the scenes. But that's still in place. That's still in process. We're still working on it. And as soon as you have a major advancement or change on Google's behalf, then we'll give you a call back to update you on that, but it's still currently being worked on.
I guess my other question is, I signed up for them to do Facebook for me. Can you explain to me what they are supposed to be doing for me for Facebook ads or, like, doing posts? Like, yeah, can you just review that so that I could determine if I'm getting what I need from what I signed up for?
Definitely. So Facebook ads. So that's basically just as that straightforward. These are ads that we run on your Facebook page. And these are ads that are seen not just by the people you have on Facebook, but by anyone that at one point shown interest in anything that's related to your business. We throw ads out there to these specific people. Now, of course, when we create ads, these are with strategy. We don't just throw ads to anybody since it wouldn't make sense for like a, 14-year-old to look at your ad. Or, people who just have nothing to do with your service type. So it's with strategy, we only show ads to people who it would make sense to show these ads. That way we give you a higher possibility of conversion to an actual client. So that's basically what we do. We throw out ads to people who it would make sense. And these are generally people who have shown interest in your business type, whether they Googled something related to your business, maybe they looked at something in Yelp or YouTube, or any of these platforms. If they were looking at something that's related to your business, then we show your business ads to these specific people only to make sure that only people who it would make sense see your ads and you have a higher chance in getting an actual client. And ads are also customizable whenever you want. If you have pictures that you want to share with us, anything that we should show in wording in those ads, these are always customizable at any moment. But for now, we are currently running the ads with the material that we already have and, of course, with that strategy as well.
Okay. And then so you guys are just purely doing ads. You're not doing anything with, like, keeping the Facebook. That's a whole separate thing of having, like, the Facebook page be, like, active and current posts and things like that. You're not a part of doing that. You're just focusing on ads.
Oh, no, we can do posts as well. That's definitely also part of the service. There's no additional cost for that. For posts, though, we do need you to send us things that we can post here. If you have pictures, if you have anything that we can share as posts, we'll be happy to create posts as well. That's also something we can do for you.
Okay. All right, because I, noticed it wasn't happening, and I was under the impression that it was supposed to be a part of the service, and so I just all right, so I just have to get some stuff over to you. I didn't, like, obviously I'm really busy, so I hadn't had the opportunity, but I do have quite a bit of photos, so I'll just send it to the link that you guys had sent over before. I think it's an email or something, and I'll send that over today.
Right, I'll text you our email, the one where it should be sent to. So I'm going to send you our email, then you're going to send all those pictures to that email. And we'll use all those pictures to create posts. So the more pictures you send, the more of a rotation we're going to have for posts. And, of course, only send pictures that you actually want us to show,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
Only things that you want us to show. And, so as soon as you send that,
can you tell, Oh, I'm so sorry. It sounds really staticky, but I don't know much to see my phone. Can you tell how it's been? I mean, I know I'm still going to the back end and probably look, but can you see how successful the Facebook ad campaign has been? Like, do you see that it's casting and reaching a lot of people? Like, you know, if you look at it, what, you know, were you able to do a little analyzation of that? Is it performing in a way you say expect?
For sure. Also, just before we jump into that, I want to let you know that we have an app. I'm not sure if you are aware or have downloaded that yet, but we have an app that you can download, which gives you all these stats that you can see consistently yourself. And of course, in that app, you can also look at the list of leads. You can reply to leads. You can reply to messages. You can make calls and look at all the stats and all your services performing. So just a suggestion. But definitely, so with your Facebook ads, let's start with impressions. So impressions is what we call the amount of time your ads have been on someone's screen. And so far, ever since you started Facebook ads, you have passed on someone's screen a little over 27,000 times. And as far as reach is what we call the number of people who saw your ad, but not just saw it, but stopped, looked at it, maybe, you know, click on the more button, got some information, a little bit more specifically. So as far as reach, you currently, so far since you started Facebook ads, has been 9,800, a little over that. And these stats, of course, are updated daily. So if you want to maybe download the app, that's a good way of keeping, you know, yourself updated on stats as well.
Okay. So you guys' opinion, do you feel like it's performing in a way in which you guys expected, or is it, I guess that's the more sort of question. I mean, I know obviously on my end, I'm going to gauge it by leads and exposure. I just feel like something's happening. I can tell because it's not just coming through the website. So I feel like something's happening, but like, is there any way of you guys being able to say, okay, this campaign is performing well? Like, I don't really know how you would measure it, as short of me looking at a lead coming through.
Exactly. So, well, so far, since we've had Facebook ads, they've been performing fairly normal. You know, these numbers are basically just the numbers on the screen, right? However, the first part of attracting clients.
I should have called me right back because it's so staticky, and it's, it sounds like a robot. I don't know if it's my turn. Are you? Can you call me right now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.